today is Dante's birthday. But in the West, they don't celebrate it anymore. Today is simply dangerous. How so, you ask? Dante is the symbol of Western poetry, the world-famous classic. Yes, that's right. But even this Italian medieval genius was not spared by the guillotine of political correctness. When the Divine Comedy fell into the hands of rabid human rights advocates, liberals, and globalists, they discovered that Dante's work was politically incorrect. And that was it. No Dante anymore. He has become yet another victim of the liberal cultural cleansing. His works can now only be printed with excerpts and disclaimer of non-politically correct content inside. Formal reason for Dante being cancelled is this. The author of Divine Comedy had put the founder of Islam in a not very pleasant part of the sacred cosmos. And liberals, who generally don't care about Islam or any traditional religion in general, suddenly decided that such a reading might have a negative effect on the psyche of migrants from Islamic countries, and that they should be shielded from it, so as not to provoke outbursts of unpredictable aggression from their part. It seems absurd, but in our world, almost everything seems absurd. It's time we got used to it. Here, everyone is in the position of complete idiot. First of all, the censors themselves. You can imagine old Soros and little Greta Thunberg flipping through the Divine Comedy together, underlying the suspicious passages. The Europeans in general seem to be complete idiots. The idiots who now have to repent not only for colonialism and the mother of the junkie flute whom they didn't kill, but also for Dante. And finally, like idiots, look Muslims themselves, who are presented as so feeble-minded that unable to appreciate the distance that separates the Christian Middle Ages from modern Europe and take everything literally, immediately react brutally, like uncontrollable maniacs. But clearly, the localization of Muhammad is only an excuse. Dante is the encyclopedia of the European Middle Ages, the great monument of theology, philosophy, poetry, and culture. Dante is the apogee of the Western European Christian spirit, the glorification of empire, religion, and chivalrous love. In Dante, many generations of Europeans have drawn inspiration for the formation of their personalities. According to Dante, the heroes of Europe built their destiny and their lives. Fedeli d'amore, faithfuls to love. Dante expressed the ideals of this chivalrous society of the Christian aristocratic elite. It is for this that Dante is being executed today. He is the bearer of a different Europe, a Europe of spirit and idea, of faith and honor, of free service and great love. The modern rulers of Europe hate all this fiercely. That is why they ban Dante, remove him from curricula, accuse him of insufficient tolerance, and subject him to shaming. Europe is destroying its foundations, eroding its pedestals, throwing away the imperishable relics of geniuses from their graves. In no way should we, Russians, follow this path. This concerns not only the protection of our Russian geniuses, but also the great thinkers, artists, and poets of Europe. Russia has never been a European country, but we have always been able to appreciate European greatness, thought, art, genius. Even if Europeans did not understand us, we well understood them. And we valued what was most admirable about them. Today, when Europeans are tossing the great Dante into the trash bin of their collapsed civilization, it is high time to raise him to the banner. Dante is our. We know him, honor him, read him, teach him, and understand him. Without wishing to, Russia finds itself in the role of the guardian and protector of European values, but precisely the values, the real and genuine ones, not the results of decadence and degeneration. Liberalism and globalization are not yet the whole of Europe. Moreover, they represent the anti-Europe. That is why they renounce European roots and destroy that is most sacred to European heart. We are not giving up our roots, and European geniuses are still venerated and honored by us. L'amor che muove il sole e l'altre stelle. We must be faithful to love. And if love vanishes, what would still move the sun and the stars?